Craig, what do you know about online security?
Not enough.
Well, we're going to talk today with Michelle Dennehy. She is the Chief Privacy Officer with Intel Security, and talking about the Intel Security Digital Safety Program. It's kind of a phrase of think before you link. And Michelle, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what are some of the things that I guess the challenges that we face, families, teens, and everything like that dealing with, and young kids as well? I saw what looked like a five-year-old the other day with her phone doing things, and so I'm assuming that all ages are getting online. What are the safety concerns we have?
Yeah, there's a lot of things from all ages, from the very youngsters putting their names and their addresses and phone numbers online, their personally identifiable information. We've got kids who are sharing inappropriately. We've got parents who don't really know what to do about it. And we've got, of course, the pandemic problem of cyberbullying. And all of these issues are really facing very, very young children.
So let's talk about this initiative, this partnership with Discovery Education that Intel Security is involved with. What is it all about?
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. I can't stand myself. So we have been at Intel Security. We've had an online safety volunteer program for several years now, and the employees love it. And we've gotten out and we've educated 250,000 kids, and that's great. But it turns out that we're actually really good at math at Intel, and we realize that there are millions more kids out there, and we can't address them one by one. So what we've done is we've picked the best brand in education and entertainment and education, Discovery Education, and we've partnered up. We've got an online program. We've got modules for teachers that are standards ready, so that they can go right ahead in school and have a curriculum to stay safe online in the digital economy.
In the meantime, what can parents do? What recommendations do you have for parents, especially those with really younger kids?
Yeah, so I'm a parent. I've got two daughters, one's 8 and one's 13. I think the first thing is to recognize that every kid is different. What my teen is doing is different from my younger daughter. And so I sit down and I talk to them about what they need, right? So do you need a phone to call home because you're picking up after play practice, and maybe that's all you need to do online? Well, I can figure out the technology that needs that and support that. Or are you starting to get social online? What are my ethics? What are my needs? What do you think when you're connecting? And how am I creating a safe environment for her to explore and be social without my being the parent over the shoulder all the time?
What can you do to educate your kids in relationship to exactly what it is they're getting involved with? You know, you have kids watching TV and you sometimes explain, oh, this is just a TV show. This isn't real. Or this is the news. This is actually happening. Sometimes when you blur the lines with online, on screen, you don't know what reality and sort of fantasy is.
You're absolutely right. And I have a great story for this. My older daughter last year was bugging me so that because she wanted to get on one of these social networking sites. The age of 13 is a legal age of protection for companies. It's got nothing to do with your child's readiness to be online. And sure enough, her little buddy was on one of the photo sharing things. And this little girl who's 12 had something like 5,000 followers. And she told me when she stayed over at our house, which is one of the best safety things you can do, sleepovers in minivans. I'm a big advocate. You hear everything that goes down. She said, you know, I put a picture up there pretty much every day, and if I don't get 500 likes or more, I take it down. And I thought, this is really a big problem. If you need 500 people to like what you look like, first of all, you're going to have to get more and more kind of exploitive of yourself to get those likes. And secondly, what a sad thing for a young girl to say that I have to have these followers that I don't know. I have to constantly be pandering to a world that feels increasingly real to her. And so it was a really interesting dynamic when I sat down with that little group of girls and we really discussed, you know, do you know who these people are? Are they even in your age category? Why do you care what they think about you? So when you really sit down and engage with kids, you realize so quickly that it's not about just one password setting, which you do have to get right. It's not just about one banned experience online, because they do need to experience it. It's about a two-way conversation at school, at home, within their own communities, and you have to realize as a parent in the digital age that their online interactivity is as real to them as any group of social interaction is to you as a parent. It's hard to get your heads around how real this is for them and how important it is for you to be a really important kind of safety zone for your child here.
We're talking today with online security expert Michelle Dennehy. I understand there is a possibility for people to win some money for their school. Can you talk about this award proposition?
I have to tell you, I'm a little biased. I am a product of Onaway Elementary School in Shaker Heights, Ohio. So my alma mater, I'm hoping, will get in on this. If you go to thinkbeforeyoulinkinschool.com, you can sign up. You can, first of all, you can take the module and learn how to protect yourself. And secondly, you can work with your school and your classroom, and you can possibly win $10,000 grant money for your school, in addition to a number of different prizes, including some tickets for teachers to actually go to the big Philadelphia conference in 2015 so they can work with other teachers about really exciting developments in education and online safety as well.
And where is the website that they can go to? I know it's Think Before You Link. What's the actual website that they go to, or how they find out more about this information?
It's a little long, so you got to think of it as a sentence.
Okay.
It's www.thinkbeforeyoulinkinschool.com.
Michelle, on a lighter note, as we kind of wrap this up, have your daughters ever gone online and purchased anything that maybe they shouldn't have, or maybe they got a hold of your credit card? Because I know that's a problem for some folks.
It's a real problem, actually. So my girls, they're in a little bit of a different thing. They have been online advocates with me. My older daughter had her identity stolen 11 years before her birth. We didn't find out until she was 8 that her Social Security number was being used in trafficking of human beings to get into this country. So she and I have been advocates and on the road, so she knows better than that. But I think a lot of kids, and particularly as we automate our credit cards and we keep it online on the site for convenience, so Amazon, for example, other online retailers, you just keep your credit card online. I'm hearing from lots and lots of parents that this is a big issue. You have to understand and have a very strong conversation with your child before they start purchasing things, including things that are what are called in-app purchases. So there's new laws coming out in California and coming across the country on this, where a child will be playing a game, and maybe they want, new magic pixie dust, and it's a purchase to get that new magic pixie dust to get to the next level in the game. This has become a real problem for kids and parents. So it's really one of these highlights I will highlight for all of your parents out there. Keep an eye on this. If you can, don't automate your credit card in a site that's accessible to your child until you know that they can responsibly handle that kind of thing.
This is almost like those old days with the 900 phone number where the kid would make a call and all of a sudden this phone bill would come with thousands of dollars and the parents have to kind of undo all of that. It's just taken on a different form and a way of a kid not understanding that there's actually a cost for some of this that stuff that they're doing. But again, our guest today has been online expert Michelle Dennehy. We appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more about the details, where do they go?
ThinkBeforeYouLinkInSchool.com is where to go.
Appreciate your time, and I can't tell you whether or not it's snowing in Shaker Heights right now, but the snow is coming off the lake effect snow, and you've grown up there. You understand what that's all about.
I remember it well. I'm getting my shovel out in solidarity.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.